hello, hello, guys. You're listening to Beauty Bites with Dr. K, Secrets of a Plastic Surgeon. And it's time for a 5-Minute Friday. I am a facial plastic surgeon in Los Angeles, California. My Instagram is Beauty by Dr. K. And I want to teach you today all about jawline filler. And jawlines are one of my specialty. And in case you didn't know, jawline filler hasn't always been a thing. When fillers were first introduced, we had fillers that treated lips, and we had fillers that treated nasolabial folds. And the last 2 years have been kind of revolutionary because we've had the introduction of fillers that are now FDA approved for cheeks, like Voluma and Restylane Lift, and fillers that are otherwise approved for mid-face use, like Radies, one of my favorite fillers, as well as fillers that are approved for the chin, but in other countries like Volux, which is approved in Europe for chin augmentation. But in the United States, there are no fillers FDA approved for under eyes or for treatment of jawlines or actually for treatment of many of the off-label uses that where we put filler, like temples, for example. So does that mean that filler is not safe for those areas? No, it does not. Because FDA approval means that a product has gone through rigorous testing and standardized studies that demonstrate that it has efficacy, benefit, proof, safety, it works. But being FDA approved does not mean that a product cannot be used for other indications. So a physician in the United States is considered an appropriate judge of science, medicine, and human anatomy, and can determine how and where they want to use an FDA-approved product. So in my practice, I am lucky that I'm a facial plastic surgeon because that allows me to have the benefit of not just knowing skin, like a dermatologist, and subcutaneous tissues, not just knowing the anatomy of the top superficial topography, but really understanding the underground anatomy, having taken care of facial fractures, head and neck cancers, and doing surgery, which really essentially takes the face apart and really intricately understands the anatomy of the human head and neck. So I felt very comfortable adopting fillers for cheek augmentation and lately for jawline augmentation. So I've been doing jawline filler for about probably 5 or 6 years, and I've really developed a nice technique. And I actually think that many of my videos have inspired other injectors and have made jawline procedures go viral in my videos. And that's not to brag, because I don't like to brag, but I do love to show people the way that we can use products with efficacy, meaning showing really nice results, and with new ideas and new thoughts about how to place them, the depth of injection, etc. So if you're a patient listening and you're interested in jawline filler, always seek someone who has a high level of expertise, training, and experience, because you can't just do these procedures once or twice and be good at them. You really can't. You can't be doing a jawline once every 2 weeks and expect to, have the same level of experience as someone who does a jawline every 2 hours. So I want you guys to look for workload. How many cases do they do? I want you to look at examples of their work. I want you to look at how many syringes of product they are using to achieve their results. I think it's so critical to have a jawline that's not overly contoured, bulky, masculine, and square. Because very often people are coming in to get jawline filler because they want a tapered, lifted, and less heavy lower face. So many injectors use 6 syringes, 4 syringes, 8 syringes. I've seen the works. I generally will try to start with 1 syringe to contour the angle of the mandible to give a very beautiful Angelina Jolie type of an L shape, a right angle. And I will use a 2nd syringe to fill the jawline all the way to the chin. And if we're including a chin augmentation, the chin takes its own syringe and sometimes 2 syringes to get 3-dimensionality and increase projection. So it can take, even in my hands, 1 to 4 syringes to get a really great jawline look. And that depends on how long your jaw is. It's different for a 5-foot 6'0" woman versus a 6'0" man, because they have a much bulkier, bigger framework. But really, it does take 1 to 2 syringes per side to get the best results. And I think you can always start with 1 syringe. You can use half and half. You can come back for multiple sessions. That's the best way to make sure you don't get bulky. So keep that in mind. Also keep in mind that we want to have filler placed in a way that it accentuates angles, light, and shadows. We want to make sure that we see sharp contours so that we're getting a beautiful profile. We don't want to have a doughy fullness along the edge of the mandible to where we just look bulky and thick right there. That all comes with great placement. Sometimes we can use a cannula, which is a blunt-tipped needle, to place these fillers, and sometimes we'll use a sharp needle. In my hands, I love to use a needle. I'm very precise with it. I think for safety, a cannula is also excellent. I recommend that you see someone who's got excellent knowledge of anatomy, because the facial artery, it supplies all of the blood flow to that entire half of your face, crosses your jaw in 2 locations. And you need to have volume in these 2 locations to have the best jawline filler. So we don't want to get a facial artery accidental injection or occlusion from poor filler placement, because literally it can change the blood flow to the entire face, which can cause skin necrosis, which can cause death of the skin, which can cause breakdown, facial infections, really severe problems, blindness. It's not good. So definitely see someone with great technique. So let's recap. When you're getting jawline filler done, think about what your goals are. If you have a very full, obese neck, you're not going to get really sharp contours unless you use a ton of filler, and even then, neck lipo is better. Number 2, don't forget to find an injector with extreme excellence of anatomy knowledge and lots of experience, because experience matters. Number 3, think about an injector who's capable of using a very thick, supportive, contoured product like Radius or Voluma, because these products will probably give better long-standing results. And number 4, remember not to see someone who's going to make you bulky and thick. We need to shape things really precisely to get an elegant, contoured, sharp, kind of a beautiful profile and look. And that's all I have to say about jawline filler. Thanks so much for listening in. And go check out some of my viral videos about jawline filler. You can find me on Instagram at Beauty by Dr. K. That's DRKAY. And my website is the same, beautybydrk.com. Don't forget to try my awesome neck cream if you're noticing crepiness of your neck and you want some tightening. If there's laxity, definitely check that out. And we will keep you beautiful with amazing jawlines in our office. Come and visit all the way in Los Angeles, Pasadena. That's it for now. Stay beautiful.